by the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Police still haven't found Archie.
My glory, I'm so glad you're back. Oh, I've been going crazy waiting to tell you.
Tell us what, Ma?
You heard from Archie.
Oh, I wanted to tell you.
Go ahead, Ma, tell us.
I heard from Archie. Let me see. One, where is he? He's at the airport. Two, he's on his way home now. Three, what was your third question?
What did he say?
Oh, he said, hi, Edith. Guess who this is? An idea.
Oh, boy. I'm glad he's safe, but why didn't he get to his lodge convention in Buffalo?
Because on the airplane, he sat next to a Mormon. A Mormon? Yeah, he missed the bus, so he had to take an airplane. And you can only have two drinks on a plane. But Archie had four on account of the Mormon. Mormons don't drink, you see.
Mormons don't drink. No Mormons don't drink.
Well, this Mormon liked to collect the little bottles. So Archie emptied them for him. And that's how Archie got to the foot doctor's convention.
Oh, I get it. You mean he went to the wrong hotel?
Oh, no, it was the right hotel, but the wrong city. You see, the foot doctor's Holiday Inn was in Rochester. But Archie didn't realize it until he saw the big toe hanging in the lobby.
It was like a Twilight Zone.
Well, Archie was all set to leave for Buffalo, but some of the doctors invited him to have a couple of drinks. And while they was drinking, Archie got elected to a committee.
Who did they think he was? Dr. Scholl?
No, Dr. Bunker. He was put on the steering committee. And then the steering committee all got into a car and they steered the wrong way up a one-way street. And that's how they landed in jail.
Archie was in jail?
Yeah, but only for a little while. Because Archie says that policemen are nicer to doctors than they are to misters. I can't wait to see Archie.
Me too. I really miss Daddy.
You know, so did I.
Oh, Mike, that's nice.
Oh, it was strange not being called Meathead for two whole days.
Oh, well, here then, let me help you out. Hey, it's way past lunchtime, Meathead. What's your fat face doing out of the refrigerator?
That's terrific, Gloria. You know, you got Archie down to a T.
Get them dirty hands off my little girl, you commie pinko.
You know, you're almost starting to grate on me.
Hey, why don't you get a haircut, you hippie prevert?
You're starting to grate on me.
Did you ever think of getting a job, you lazy slob?
That's it, Gloria. That's it. You're overgraded.
Oh, my. It's so nice hearing those names again. Look at me. I'm all goose pimply.
Oh, my. I don't know what I'm I'm going to do till Daddy gets home.
Hey, I know what we could do. Why don't we go to the Brooklyn Museum?
No, Michael, I want to be here when Daddy gets home.
Why?
Because he's my father.
An accident of birth.
Oh, no, my glory. It was born 11 months after we was married.
We've been cooped up in this house for 2 days. Now that we know where Archie is and he's all right, I'd like to do something.
I know what we could do. It'll be fun. I'll be right back.
Michael, if you want to go to the museum, it's all right with me. I'll think of some excuse to tell Daddy about why you weren't here to greet him when he gets home.
Gloria, the man is not returning from the moon. He's coming home from a 2-day drunk.
All right, but I just want to see him walk through that door safe and sound.
You'll have to settle for safe.
Gloria, look, you're all home.
I haven't done it in such a long time. Look at him.
This is a real thrill. I'm going to the museum.
Have fun.
I will.
Oh, my, please stay. Archie will be here soon and be so nice to have the whole family here to welcome him.
All right, Miles. Well, what are we going to do? I want to do the hula hoop.
I know what we could do. We could eat.
That's a good idea.
I'll get the lunch on as soon as the coffee's ready.
No coffee for me, Ma. I'll just have water.
All right.
Of course, I would have preferred to have some Royal Crown Cola if my wife would remember to get some.
I did get some, Michael. It's in the refrigerator.
Well, yeah, I looked in the refrigerator. All I saw there was Coke and Diet Pepsi.
Did you ever think of looking in the refrigerator door?
We don't keep soft drinks in the refrigerator door, Gloria. Why would you want to put my cola in the refrigerator door?
Because I'm an evil person.
Gloria, that's not funny. I wanted to have a drink of Royal Crown Cola before, but I didn't know where to look for it, and I wound up having nothing.
My heart bleeds for you.
This is serious, Gloria. This is serious. Do not, I repeat, do not play hide and seek with my Royal Crown Cola. Gloria, there is a big difference. You like Diet Pepsi, Ma likes Coke, well, I like Royal Crown Cola.
Well, I don't believe you even know the difference between your cola and any other cola.
You don't think I know the difference, huh? You don't think I know the difference? Well, let me tell you something, Gloria. I know the difference. I've been drinking colas all my life.
Yeah, and all the bubbles went to your head.
Come and get it! Mm.
I'm not eating.
Oh, Mike, it's lima beans Italian. Irene brought it over.
Not eating, Ma.
Oh, it looks so good. And smell it. Delicious.
Serve it up.
Can't have lima beans. You know what happens to me when I have lima beans.
Oh, no, no. Not this again.
Well, it's true. When I eat lima beans, my eyes water up and I get hives all over me and my neck swells up like a cantaloupe. I've told you that.
Oh, bull, Gloria. I never saw that happen.
You sound like you want to see it happen.
Why not? We're not going to the museum. Eat a lima bean. Let me watch your neck swell up.
If you don't believe I'm allergic, you ask Mama. You remember that time we went to that restaurant and I ate all those lima beans? You remember how I broke out in hives all over, my eyes started to water?
And your neck swelled up like a cantaloupe?
That's right.
No, I don't remember. You told me about it, Gloria, but I must have been in the ladies' room when it happened.
Yeah, I knew it.
Are you calling me a liar? Is that what you're calling me?
I'm not calling you a liar, Gloria. I just don't believe you, that's all.
Well, I don't believe that you can tell the difference between Royal Crown Cola and any other kind of cola.
Would you like me to prove it to you? You bring 3 glasses of cola out here, Gloria, and if I can tell which one is the Royal Crown Cola, you got to eat a lima bean. Is that a bet?
Okay. But if you can't tell the difference, when Daddy comes home, you have to throw your arms around him and kiss him.
Well, hey, wait a second. second. That's not fair. All you could get is hives. I could get killed.
Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
Okay, I'll get the cola.
Go ahead.
Oh, my. Archie's going to be so surprised he ain't never been kissed by you before.
Well, he's not going to be kissed by me now, Mark, because I'm not going to lose. You ever hear of anybody who couldn't eat lima beans?
No, but I had an uncle who couldn't eat corn on the cob.
You mean he broke out?
No, he didn't have no teeth. My, maybe you shouldn't make her eat lima beans if she's allergic to them.
It's all in her mind, Ma.
Okay, Mr. Connoisseur, let's see if you can show us which is which. Would you close your eyes and turn around for a second? Ma? Okay, Michael. Go ahead.
Stand back, give me room. Coke, Pepsi, Royal Crown Cola.
He did it! That was just a lucky guess.
No, Gloria, that is cola know-how. You lost. Pay up, my dear.
Michael, you wouldn't really want me to eat that.
Gloria, you said before when you ate a whole bunch of these, your neck swelled up like a cantaloupe. What could one little lima bean do?
It's the first one, and then boom, and oof.
Does it take a while, or does it happen right away?
Right away.
Boy, I gotta see that. Come on, let's go. One little bean, here we go.
Okay. Okay, but you're gonna see what happens to me. And when you see what happens to me, it's gonna be all your fault, Michael. And you're gonna be the one that's gonna have to live with it. You want to see?
Take your hands away.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll show you.
Go ahead.
There.
Hey, what? I don't see a watermelon.
Not even an orange.
But not even a raisin. Come on, Ma, let's eat.
Well, it'll probably be a delayed reaction.
Oh, Glory, if you're not allergic to lima beans.
You calling me a liar again?
No, no, Gloria, I'm just telling you, it's all in your mind.
Well, okay, Mr. Stivic. We'll just see who's the one that's lying around here. That's what we'll see.
What are you doing?
Well, if I can find it, you'll see what I'm doing.
Well, what is it?
Here it is. I knew I'd put it here. Now we're going to see who's the liar. You're the one that's the liar.
Me?
Liar, liar, pants on fire. You're hanging from a telephone wire.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Turn them in, turn them out, turn them into sauerkraut.
Six stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Ladybug, ladybug. Calling me a liar, huh?
What is that thing, anyway?
This just happens to be a love letter you once wrote me, and it's so full of lies you could run for office with it.
Come on, Gloria. Anything I ever wrote to you is the truth.
Oh, yeah? Well, this little gem will prove you different. You happen to have written this about 3 months before we were married. Listen to this, ma. Dear Gloria, my heart is a prisoner, and you have the key. I'll serve a life sentence if you'll marry me.
True. All true.
From the very first night I started to woo ya, it's been Gloria, Gloria, hallelujah.
Oh, my, that's beautiful.
Thank you very much, Mom. So where did I lie?
P.S. When we kissed last night, I wanted it to go on and on. My darling, if they stuck a needle in my arm and fed me intravenously, I could kiss you forever. Bull.
You mean bull? I meant every word of that.
Well, I haven't seen any proof of it. Kiss me forever.
Gloria, haven't you ever heard of poetic license?
This kind of poetry doesn't deserve a license.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Hold a kiss forever?
Yes. Is this what I want? I want you to kiss me forever.
Oh, come on, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, all right, then why don't you just kiss me till Daddy comes home?
Well, that could be an hour. Nobody kisses for an hour.
Oh, I saw on TV the other day. A couple kiss for 106 hours. They set a record.
See?
I'm not interested in setting any records.
No, you're just interested in being a liar. That's all. Listen to this. My darling, if they stuck a needle in my arm and fed me intravenously...
All right, Gloria. You want me to kiss you for an hour? I'll kiss you for an hour. But I'm going to tell you right now, Gloria, I'm not going to enjoy it. Good, let's go.
Just a minute, I'll be right back.
Look at this. She challenges me to a kiss for an hour. She can't even hold it past the first 30 seconds.
Mike, you ain't really mad at Gloria, are you?
I don't like her calling me a liar, Ma.
Oh, she didn't mean it. You'll feel a lot better once you start kissing. I remember a poem I used to know in high school. Never a lip is curved with pain that can't be kissed into smiles again. They say again because it's really again, but it's again, so it'll rhyme with pain.
What did I do now?
See, that's just the problem. You don't even know what you did time and time again.
What did I do?
Will you just start kissing me?
Oh, excuse me.
Will you please tell me what I did?
You left the seat up again.
I'm sorry.
That's what you always say. I'm sorry.
Oh, Gloria, seats up, the seats down. What's the difference?
When you're a girl, there's a big difference. I don't know why you can never remember to put the seat down. Other husbands do.
Oh, Archie don't. He says that's woman's way.
You want some company?
Yeah, who's coming? Hey, come on in.
I brought you a bottle of wine to celebrate the return of Archie Bunker.
Oh, thanks, Irene. Ooh, I'll get the glasses.
Hi, Irene.
Hi.
Hi. Edith, am I interrupting something?
Oh, no. Gloria and Mike are just trying to hold a kiss till Archie gets here.
Well, it's easier than swallowing goldfish.
Michael, you taste like lima beans.
See, you're not allergic. Ah, you bit me.
Oh. Here you are, I mean. Why don't you sit down? They won't mind.
Well, frankly, Edith, I've never thought of kissing as a spectator sport.
That's right. It's more a do-it-yourself. Oh, could that be Archie so soon?
Well, if it is, the party's over.
Louise!
Hi, Edith. Big emergency. I need some bread. George has been drinking beer all day, and I want to put a sandwich in him before he gets smashed.
Oh, well, come on in the kitchen.
Gloria, my leg is falling asleep.
Okay.
Excuse me,
Hi, Irene.
Not yet.
How much do you want, Louise?
Oh, just a couple of slices will do.
Oh, Irene and me are celebrating. Would you like some wine?
Oh, no, thank you. I don't have any time. By the way, before I go through that room again, is there anything you want to tell me about Mike and Gloria?
Oh, yeah, they're fighting.
Oh.
Was lima beans you sent over today? Terrific.
Gee, thanks. But I've never seen them have this effect before. Don't bother, I'll get it. Well, hello, George.
Hi, Irene. Louise here.
She's in the kitchen with Edith. Oh,
Louise!
Hi, George.
We are out of beer.
George, when you come into a neighbor's house, it's polite to say hello.
Hello, and we're still out of beer.
Then have some wine.
Well, hello, neighbor.
George, wine and beer, that's a bad combination.
So are we, but we worked it out.
Louise, have some wine. You know, I'd like to make a little toast.
No bread for me. I'll stick to the wine.
Oh, I meant a toast to Archie. To his good health and safe return.
I'll drink to that. Now I know he's smashed.
Yeah, Louise, you're even beginning to look good to me again.
I do. More wine. More wine.
Oh, why ain't this fun? This morning started so gloomy, and I was missing Archie, and now he's coming home, and we're having a party.
Wait! When is Archie going to get home?
Who cares?
Who cares if the sky starts to fall into the sea?
Edith, I think you have had enough.
You can't fly on one leg. You know, I've been trying to do this all day. Now I'm going to really do it. Watch. Oh!
But I never thought you should go nuts.
Recorded on tape before a live audience.